Hello, everyone. Welcome to, I guess this would be the inaugural episode of out of a thousand previous episodes of the infamous Cake Party podcast.
What do you mean the inaugural?
Well, we did a several. I don't know why I was Italian there for a second.
Boppity boopity.
We did several, and then none of them got put up because I'm lazy.
Thank you.
I finally admit.
Yeah.
Well, podcasting is hard work. We're
eating food while talking.
You're eating food. Yeah. I'm drinking a Coke Zero.
Yep.
I'm gonna jog
it's
off.
More healthy, right?
Yeah. All right. Well.
Well, it is more healthy. Yes, it doesn't have sugar in it. It is more healthy, and I love.
Yeah.
I thought I'd bring up something that one of our friends brought. One of our friends asked me a question. I won't say who it is on the podcast per se, to protect identities.
It was Ryan.
No, imagine the female equivalent of Ryan.
Oh,
this girl, who I've talked about intelligence issues before.
Oh yeah, I know her.
Asked me the other day.
Does rocks float on lava?
Rocks? It was not. No, she. It was close. It was pretty bad, Kyler, because does was a part of it. She asked me, "Does babies float?"
Why did you even ask?
I remember you talking about this.
Does babies float is the thing she asked me, and.
To be simple, the answer is no. Babies drown in one inch of water.
No, babies does not float, is what I should have answered that question with.
No, babies does not float.
Babies does. She just looked at me quizzically and was just like, wait, does babies float?
Yes, pregnant women are incredibly buoyant.
Does not compute.
If you ever get in a plane accident, hold on to the pregnant woman. Because if that plane is going down, dude, she's floating right up to the top.
Yeah.
Supposing you don't blow up.
People always worry, like, what if we crash our plane over the ocean? Like, you know, I can't swim. I'm like, that's the last of my concerns. Making it to the ocean alive is, like, the best thing that could ever happen in a plane crash ever.
Because you have to think about it. You're going considerably fast. Like, what, 400 miles an hour?
That's...
Yeah,
and you're going to be going into the ocean, which is, at that speed,
and
like
something
a brick
that's not
wall.
Supposed to be in the ocean.
Yeah. Something that's full of air and people is going...
The only better plane crash scenario is, oh, here's a hang glider that will get you back to society as the plane blows up. Like, that is the only better situation.
A jetpack,
exactly.
Stinking jetpack.
Here's another plane on top of our plane. If everyone could go to that plane.
Because it works fine.
That plane is perfect.
I know we're tumbling through the sky. Every up is down, west is north.
Just get to that plane.
There'd be this scramble, and there'd be that tiny hole in the top, and everybody would just be like, killing each other.
Would the people in first class please head to
please
the convenience
first.
Would they please head to the convenience helicopter that has been provided for them? The rest of you, I'd die. Dead. It goes.
They hand out baguettes as they go into the helicopter. It's like, oh, here's your complimentary
baguette.
Everybody
in coach, please lay down and make a bridge for those in first class.
Yeah. Nope.
Coach, we will be using your teeth as fuel, so if everyone could open their mouth. It goes back to that stupid argument. Hey, if the black box survives a plane crash, why don't they just make the whole plane? Because the plane wouldn't fly, you idiot. It's now, that plane would weigh like 16,000 pounds, and it would never be able to take off.
I'm pretty sure planes weigh more than 16,000 pounds.
Probably.
That's what... 8 tons. I think that's like 2 elephants.
It's nothing. No,
have you ever seen Dumbo drop?
8 tons?
Wait, what's Dumbo drop?
Not aliens. Elephants. Elephants are really heavy.
Yeah.
The ones at the fair, they were like...
Especially heavy?
They were like...
fat?
Really heavy. I can't remember exactly how many tons. I think they were like 4 tons, though. Like, really heavy.
Really?
Animals, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was 4,000.
You know, I have to say that The sucky part about riding in coach is not that you're in coach. I mean, they don't treat you like horrible. I've thought my service is really excellent. The thing that sucks about flying in coach are the people that fly in coach.
Yeah.
Like, I was going to California once, and I'm stuck up against the window, and the window is freezing cold.
Yeah.
But the guy to the left of me is like 380 pounds, and he's sweating, watching my movie that I'm watching on my phone. And so one half of me is like a brick of ice, and the other half is like in a sauna, just getting body moisture all over me. It was horrible.
Chinese people would like that. You got the yin and the yang, you know? Feng shui on the airplane.
Amen.
Running water, too. You know, the sweat.
You just said, you just said amen to a Zen philosophy.
Hey, amen means let it...
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Toad zines.
Habari akwa.
That's right.
I just realized we have some very distinct views on the world. You lived in Africa for a few years.
Yep. Oh, wait, we haven't even introduced ourselves.
This voice...
Did. No, did we? Nope,
no, we didn't. The voice...
On this one, no.
No. Okay, so the voice that's speaking currently is Derek. I was the one that lived in Africa for 2 years. Okay, you're up.
Oh, this is Kyler. I lived in Australia for 2 years.
This is... I am your host, Nolan Oliver. I lived in the South for like a week. For a bit. I had an apartment in the South once.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so what were you making this comment about?
There's some distinct worldviews. Like, not a lot of people live in Africa for 2 years. Like, that's not a perspective a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Not a lot of Americans live in Australia for 2 years.
Let's face it, not a lot of Americans go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we really don't. We just kind of like... But then again, can you really blame us? Right. Like, if you go from California to Nevada, it's just a whole different world.
I think it was Japan, and then it was the United States are the two countries that immigrate and live other places the least, like percentage.
It's because we're happy.
Well, I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland.
We have freaking two of those. Europe has one.
Yeah, we have a world. We have a world of Disney.
There is 60 countries that...
Have you seen how many Japanese people are at Disneyland?
Yeah. Have you seen how many Japanese people...
They may not live other places, but...
Have you seen how many people, like, Japanese people at Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
I've always been curious about that.
Like, when you go...
There's tons of Japanese people at Pearl Harbor.
It's just as historical to them as it is to us.
Yeah, it's just so interesting, because they're speaking Japanese, and I can't really tell if they're like, wow, that's horrible, or like, dude, we pwned that day. You know? I can't tell, because sometimes they would be, like, laughing while, like, looking at stuff, and I'm like... What are you saying? I don't know what you're saying.
We beat you is the only thing you need to say. Like, it's like after my Seahawks beat the Broncos, it's like all these Broncos fans come in swinging, and I'm just like, what are you talking about, man? Go back to your car. I don't even care about you anymore.
Go back to your car. We're on the freeway. By the way, how are you running so fast?
Hashtag blessed.
Hashtags, man. Oh, great. Hashtags. Oh, first world problems, my friend.
There was this is kind of a casual setup. If we were at home, I'd pull up the story, but a lady, I think it was in Georgia, named her kid hashtag something. Like,
are you serious?
Like, they legally put a hashtag in front of this kid's name, which is going to be so frustrating when he's on Twitter. He's like, hashtag Namie in here. And he's like, I don't want to put a hashtag.
Make me wonder what he's going to do, like, you know, those Scantron tests where you have to, like, fill in what your name is with little
bubbles?
Yeah, and there's
where you have to find, like,
where's the
punctuation, you know?
What?
I need a pound sign. That's what I would say. If I didn't want to own up to the hashtag, I'd just say I want a pound sign because it'd be easier.
I think you could sue. You'd be like, you don't have enough characters here for me to put my name.
Hashtag Damien. I feel bad for him because if I ever saw an application that said a hashtag Damien on it, I would never hire him.
I would shred it straight away.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, this kid is hashtag Finna.
Well, if I was at school and I was at gym, you know, and I was sitting
Who's
in line
gym?
And... Oh, dear. Okay, I was in gym class.
And the story goes on.
Thank you. Yeah, so I was in gym class. And I met this kid, and I was like, hey, so I pick you. You know, what's your name? And he's like, oh, my name's hashtag Damien.
First of all, I'd be wondering if he's spelling out the word hashtag. Like H-A-S-H-T-A-G.
Well, I just wouldn't know what to say, to be honest. And I'd probably unpick him. Be like, well, you know what? I'll take the nerd with the glasses. Knowing, you can have hashtag Damien.
Knowing this kid, there's a hashtag in front of his name. We can make some assumptions. He'll probably be playing college football or basketball one day. Because his name is hashtag, we're saying Damien. Hashtag yeah, Damien gonna be is a wide receiver.
Yeah.
So
Damien Laniqua.
Yeah. You made it racist there.
What? Damien Laniqua is very multicultural. That could be Indian.
Well, here's the thing, like, you know, he's going to have a Twitter account, and it's going to be really confusing for
That's
people.
What I'm saying.
At hashtag.
At hashtag what? You know, it's unique, that's for sure, but it's definitely not, like, a kind thing to do for your children.
There's okay. already triple-digit kids named YOLO out there, which just makes me mad.
Wait, somebody's named their child YOLO? Like, yes. There are more than 100 children named YOLO. See, because I would feel like that was a stain. Like, you'd grow up and you'd just think, so my parents said that I only live once, so why not make it crappy?
Yeah.
Why not just make my life miserable by naming me YOLO?
Yeah. It's like when I play NCAA football, the video game, and they auto-assign names because you legally can't put college players' names in there. And I'm sitting there playing a game, and I'm like, that guy's name is Johnson Johnson, isn't he? Because they just gave him two random names. Yep, Johnson Johnson. That's what they went with. And that happens all the time. I played against a team with random names once, and the team was like, Lewis Lewis with the interception, with a huge block by Johnson Johnson. I'm like, really? And I thought that was, stretching. And then their quarterback came out and it was Turner, and I was like, okay, we're done with this. This is freaking Turner.
I always like playing like the NFL like computer, you know, Madden things because you could make the players. I'm not into, you know, NFL like you guys, and that's obvious. I'm not like that, but I do like playing the games because you can make your own custom player, and I always like to make him really short. Really, really fast, but like incredibly good. Yeah. So you just have this bowling ball like bulleting across the field, jumping like 9 feet in the air, catching like a ball safety. With like one hand, just like and
my favorite thing is I like to make a lineman like really fat and like huge fat and very slow, but turn his agility all the way up to 100. So whenever he does change direction, it's just like the fastest thing on the planet. Just like
basically he zigzagging side to side
if you control him if you control him in strafe, he runs like a 3-2-40. He's like whoop, gone. But if he goes forward,
he can sidestep from sideline to sideline in 3.5 seconds.
It's ridiculous.
Faster than his 40, which is going just straight
forward.
Speaking
of football and weird names, I love the Green Bay Packers new player. Ha ha. Clinton Dix.
H-A-H-A. Yeah.
Clinton Dix.
To plug the other podcast. Really? Plug the other podcast I do. Last year, when Ha Ha played for Alabama, I referred to him strictly as Ha Ha. Just because that's his name. His name is Laugh Sound. His brother, LOL Clinton Dix, is coming soon.
LOL. LMAO.
No, it's not true. It can't be real.
Ha Ha is actually not his real name. It's short for, it's his nickname for Hashan. I'm not joking. It's Hashan. Hashan.
Why is that even worse to me?
Ha, Sean. There's an apostrophe there, so it's Ha, Sean.
You know what? Do you know why I would take my middle name and put it on the back of a jersey if I was in the NFL? Because it's weird. Yeah. Renfro. You know, it's just kind of a weird name. Like, I would have to.
There's
you have to have a weird name.
Yeah, a guy for UCLA that's named Manfro, and I think of you every time.
Manfro.
I'm like, better than Renfro? And Manfro might
Does
be...
Does he have a Manfro?
I really hope so. I think he might be a ginger, too, which would...
Man, that would be hilarious.
There's totally a guy welding outside.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, wow. There's some industrial going welding. At it.
I'm pretty sure they're making a robot outside of the McDonald's we're eating at.
You
right
know what
now.
Would be really funny? If, like, he was breaking in and we had it recorded.
Yeah.
like as he breaks through this door, you know.
Yeah, everyone, he might be doing that with a lightsaber, actually.
Let everyone know, we are recording at McDonald's tonight. We would like to thank McDonald's for letting us record here.
Because we took all the time.
Thank you for the Coca-Cola.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously though, to plug in for McDonald's, so you don't get mad that we recorded here.
Why would they be mad? We're giving them free publicity. We chose to eat here.
I'm trying to tell them that the food is really good. I mean, okay, granted, there's a million McDonald's. Granted, they're, like, really unhealthy, but it's so good.
Yeah. Does babies float?
No, they don't. We talked about this, Dylan. That was the first question. But anyway, no, I really like the food. It's good.
There's a guy that, when it comes to the great names, there's a guy that plays for Ole Miss right now, and his name's Laquan Treadwell, which sounds like something off of that...
Treadmill.
Oh, it sounds like something that came out of that Key and Peele sketch, Laquan Treadwell. But, no, it's...
Aliciousness. No, X-Wing at Aliciousness.
My name is Bill.
No, it's me.
And then it ends with John Smith, BYU.
And then at the rapping, have you seen the rapping sketch where he's like incredible? Like, you're like, where's John Smith? And like, it's all these, you know, all these guys that are okay at rapping. And then John Smith comes out and like destroys everybody. who's that? Those, some of those names are good, but there's a... let's see. Do you have your phone on you?
I do.
I want to show you guys something. It's turning into... I'm sorry. It's starting to turn into my... I can just do it on this, can I? No, I don't
I'm
want to
scared,
interrupt it. Yeah,
if you do.
What were you doing?
Type in Chubb. Georgia Chubb, Georgia running back. I need to show you guys a picture of this guy.
I'm sorry, but when you just say the first word out of your mouth is Chubb. Okay, I want you to type in Chubb and then just put I'm feeling lucky.
Chubb, Georgia.
Football. Yeah, I'm not Nick Chubb.
Chubb.
Yeah, do Nick Chubb, like go up to images.
Okay.
What does he look like?
You're about to see what Nick Chubb. Oh, ran wow. track in high school, and it's there about is. The greatest photo I've ever seen in my entire life.
That guy is
by the
massive.
Way, that's like a 9.8 second 100 meter. That's a picture of him doing that, like destroying this kid in the 100 meter. He
I
is
don't know,
clearly
9.8
in,
is ridiculous.
No, like something super fast. Like he destroyed all of his state tournaments.
How is he that big? Like what?
Look at how jacked he is at. That's a freshman in college. That's someone that's younger than us. And about the most jacked kid I've ever seen in my life.
He could eat me for breakfast. And then he'd work me out. Like, okay, that...
Yeah.
He would work out and burn off the calories.
It reminds me of that name. Just the name, Nick Chubb.
There you go.
He's massive.
So do you guys think...
Nick Chubb came from... I thought of a guy named Wendell Smallwood, which always cracks me up whenever I see his name on the TV. No, it's not even Wendell, it's Lendl.
Lendl Smallwood.
Yeah.
Kyler, you had a question?
I was going to say, which one do you guys think makes more money? McDonald's or Apple?
That's a tough question. I would say McDonald's, and here's my reason why. Because I have spent more at McDonald's than I ever have on Apple products. But I'm not the average American, right? That's tough. McDonald's is more worldwide. That's not true.
No, McDonald's has a larger... McDonald's might not have a larger market share. I think Apple makes more money.
I'm going to say McDonald's. Because Apple really spreads, like, when you buy an iPhone, like, a lot of that money goes to different places other than just Apple.
So this is coming from a very reliable source.
My final
Wikipedia.
Answer is Apple.
No, it's okay. Okay, I say McDonald's.
This is what it's showing me here. I just looked up Apple revenue. In 2013, it was $170 billion.
Okay.
U.S.
Dude, McDonald's is going to pwn. $170 billion, they make...
I just looked it up, and I don't think it was that high. It's significantly lower, $28
billion. Oh... Okay.
170
compared to just type in the company input revenue. So let's see what are two others we could do.
Okay, let's do car companies.
Okay, Toyota, let's, Honda.
Toyota or Honda? That's a great.
I think
one.
It's
Toyota.
I think it'll be Toyota.
We all know. I think we all are going to know it's going to be Toyota.
Well, let's find out.
Well, how about Toyota versus a totally other... Toyota versus General Electric.
Yeah. I bet GE owns that's everything, though, yeah, is the problem. GE owns ABC.
That's a tough one.
So, I think it'll be GE.
So, this is in yen.
Really?
So...
It doesn't show the U.S.
It says 22.064 trillion yen.
Times 10 to the 4th, like, whatever that is. Go back to the Google search.
Okay.
Did you just type in Toyota revenue?
I did. Let's do USD.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. Stock analysis. These are all very reliable. I mean, when you really look at how reliable this is, it's very,
you can
very
trust
reliable.
Us.
And it's not anywhere. Oh, wait, nope, this isn't working. Okay, well, we're not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, let me look for it.
So, okay, well then, here's another question. Wells Fargo or GE?
Oh, GE. Well,
dude, yeah. Wells Fargo is massive.
It yeah. depends, because if you're talking assets...
Do Obama dollars count?
Wells Fargo's... I'm.
Wells
I've
Fargo,
actually looked that
how many houses do
Wells
they
Fargo's
own?
Assets is yeah. about we need 1.4 trillion.
Oh, wow.
We need to freeze right now.
That's a lot.
We need... These guys are spitting some game right now, and we just need to appreciate this for a moment.
Wait, who's spitting game?
These guys
so
on these
two
girls.
Guys are trying to pick up two guys trying to pick up two girls here at McDonald's.
Oh.
I think it's gonna work.
That's
what a better place to do it.
I know, right? This is what happens.
Yeah.
So as I'm trying to hide, she's now okay, well no, they're both walking with that walk, you know, like that flirtatious like okay, they're walking this way. Just quiet.
It didn't happen. It didn't work.
She's walking around in circles. What is she doing? I can't see behind. Oh, and
oh,
they brought a friend.
Yeah, no, and he just called her Mabe, so...
Oh, that's too bad. All right, cool, we can continue.
Let's just...
Yes, let's, That was just something that I knew we needed to comment on. It's just social... It's people watching, and it's fabulous.
And isn't that another term for, like, stalking?
I guess
people watching.
People watching is, like, you're sitting with a person, and... You, like, just look at people. Like, and you... Usually
yeah,
you
so
make
stalking.
Fun of them. No, stalking would be, like, what I do every, like, night. And just go outside her bushes and just, like, wink and stuff.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I agree.
Smoke
people
weed
watching.
Every day.
I think people watching is more, like... Not, like, specific on, like, any one person.
What about people touching?
No, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, that's like, bad. Illegal. If you do it in an elevator, you'll be kicked out of the NFL.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Just make sure you don't punch your wife on
yeah.
an elevator camera.
Or stuff weeds in your kid's mouth. Or hit him with a stick. Don't do any of this.
Yeah.
You heard about that, right? The news story?
Uh-uh.
Minnesota Vikings running back beat his kid with a stick and then shoved weeds down his throat as punishment.
Weeds.
Or
like
weed.
Just weeds. Like,
oh,
just like...
Like a regular, like shrubbery kind of deal.
And his excuse was, it's
does
the South,
weeds
and
choke?
We... I'm from the
does weeds choke?
I'm from the South, and we, you know, we do that. We do corporal punishment all the time, and...
By
yeah,
shoving
we can
weeds
hit our
down
kids.
Your child's throat.
He's like, it's something my dad did to me, and I'm like...
Oh, then it's excusable.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Like, if your dad did it to you...
Then it's fine.
It's legal.
Yeah,
I
mean, because... I mean, basically, whatever your parents do is legal. No parents out there have ever done anything wrong or made a mistake ever.
I learned it from watching you.
That's so stupid. That's the worst logic.
This
well, my dad did it. Your dad was a drunk, too. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I don't know if his dad was a drunk.
The Ray Rice excuses kill me, too. It's like...
What is his excuse?
She hit me first. And I'm like, she's not a 220-pound running back. You are. One punch should kill her. One
dude.
Of her punches might leave a bruise. One of your punches could leave a hole in her face.
You know, he should have just hugged it out with her.
That's the way to do it. You know what? If you're getting in an argument...
You should have farted in that elevator.
You're stuck in here. Hot box.
Yeah.
Now, see, that's how you do it. If you're in a fight, you hug it out.
Hug it out.
I hope you bleep that.
You're emailing it?
Just like a beep.
You're emailing this to me and I'm throwing it up.
That's fine. As long as I can download it and listen to it on my way to school.
Tomorrow, I'll have it up tomorrow.
Because we're the only people that are going to listen to it.
No, you just put it on your Facebook page. Just people will listen to it. Hey, nobody, if you're listening to this, email me at cakeparty@gmail.com. No, I have to go make that, dang it.
Cakeparty? Should I check if that's taken?
Check.
I'm going to check if that's taken.
You know, we've done a lot of
cake
party.
See if cakeparty.com's taken, too.
Dude, okay. I bet Cake Party's taken.
I hope there's nothing in it.
I'm very surprised with the Apple memo recorder here, because A, it's picking up waveforms pretty well. B, it's recording 25 minutes worth of file, which is phenomenal. And
see, it's Apple, right?
Yeah, because Apple's so great. Okay,
cakeparty.com.
Can I just say?
Oh, no, you can buy Cake Party, dude. It's
for
available.
Sale. Does it say it's for sale? Just like straight up.
I have
this
a
domain
web guy.
Cake Party is for sale, dude.
I'm gonna have my buddy Chris make that. Chris, you're gonna be listening to this probably. Please go register that for me and I'll pay you. shoot. And if someone beats me to it, I will kill you.
Cakeparty.com. It's spelled cake party.
Like C-A-K-E, like a cake you eat, and then P-A-R.
Why don't we do .org? Cakeparty.gov.
It's spelled C-A-K. P-A-R-T.
.com. I want you guys to visit
it's a community.
cakeparty.au.com.
cakeparty.edu. We're educational.
AU, Australia. Cakeparty.au.com would be Australia.
That would suck.
Cakeparty.ga.com.
Yeah, there's no domains in Ghana taken. And plus, I know a guy who's really good at web design and could probably... Really
was he
going to
be on our Free Ballers jerseys?
He was until I was lazy and didn't talk to him.
I want, when I check the, because I can check where downloads come from. I want most of our downloads to come from Ghana if they have computers there.
They do, you idiot. I emailed my family every week. They
suck, but
they have computers.
Be a pigeon and tablet.
I wrote on stone. With my beard, I just chiseled it in there. Yeah. Just attached it to the bird.
And then Australia. Your girlfriend will download it, right?
Probably not.
Honestly.
Honestly.
If I ask her to, probably.
She'll download it upside down, correct?
Yes. And she'll listen to it backward.
This makes more sense now. I wonder if, like... Never mind. I was gonna... Never mind. It's one of those things I say.
No, you gotta say it.
No.
Everybody listening, if you do listen, you need to know that words come out of Derek's mouth before his brain processes them.
But my brain processed it this time.
Derek has never said anything like, does babies float? But he has said stuff like, 96, that's
over
100.
I was really excited for that party.
It was glow sticks he was talking about.
No, it was water bottles. Because Kyler was standing right next to me and we were adding it up. And then he goes, oh, that's 96. I was like, 96? That's over 100. And then I said, oh, no. And it's been like 5 years?
Yeah, about that.
And it still is on my plate.
So anyway, what were you thinking?
I'm not telling him.
Come on.
No. It's embarrassing. I'd pull a Kirsten Thompson.
Tell the people.
What the heck?
Tell the 5 people that will listen to this.
Okay.
There's 3 of us here, so we need 2 more
Kenny,
people.
Kenny and Jess. You know, well, I'll tell you after.
Jess, I wouldn't mind interviewing Jess on this one. So
I honestly thought, and this was merely just for the podcast. Like, I was just trying to think of something to say. This popped into my head, and I was like, that's a stupid thing to say. Is I wonder if people in Australia actually float upside down.
Don't the toilets go in reverse?
Okay. So no. That's but here's the expanded answer. They don't swirl.
What?
Period. They don't swirl. They just go straight down. And the first time I did it, I just thought it was that toilet. I was like, really excited. I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna pay attention to which way this swirls, and I don't remember which way they swirl back home, so I'll just ask. I was like, and flush. It just went straight down.
That's how they all work. They all just go straight down.
I was like, it must just be this one. Yeah. Yeah. The rest of the time I was there, just flush straight down every time. But my dad was very smart. He's like, oh, okay, darn it. Well, what if you? Because he asked me. He's like, I need to ask. Do they swirl the other way? I was like, no. It's really disappointing. So he's like, okay, fill up like a bathtub or a sink.
I was gonna say like a sink and unplug it. And
see which way it swirls. So I did, and it goes the opposite way it does here.
Really?
In everything I tried, yeah.
Huh.
Strange, huh?
Because ours goes clockwise, correct? They should go counter.
Well, it depends, because in Australia, their clocks go counterclockwise, but that's their clockwise.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
No, they don't.
They do.
No, they don't.
I don't believe that
also,
for a minute.
I don't believe it for not
I don't
even
believe
one
that.
Minute.
Also, they, all their watches are worn on their left hand. Stop.
What?
Red is going, green means
stop. That is not true.
No, it's true.
No,
in Australia.
Not. No, it is not true. Tell me with another straight face.
I guess you'll never know.
Listen, Derek. In Australia, you can take money out of an ATM with no card, but you are instantly put in a lottery, and if you win the lottery, then you get shot. That's the way Australia works. There's no banks. There's just a death lottery.
Yeah, so like everybody avoids the lottery, whereas here everybody wants the lottery.
No, if someone was like, take $200 out, but there's a 1% shot that you will be publicly shot.
Murdered.
Yes.
Like executed.
Also,
I would do it.
In Australia, it's lefty tidy, righty loosey.
It's crazy.
Stop it.
No, you have to go. Well, over there it would be clockwise.
No,
but
here
it would be counterclockwise to make it tighter.
No, that's not true.
In Australia,
the car wheels go backward when you go forward.
When you go down the road.
And when you want to turn left, you turn the steering wheel
right.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's true. I know.
In Australia, you don't cook stuff. Everything's already cooked. You put it on steps to become less cooked.
Yeah, so like once you kill a fish, he's just steaming.
Yeah, he's
all
steaming.
Marinated.
Yeah.
But if you leave him out for like 8 hours or so, then it turns into just
raw.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
You shoot a cow, it explodes into a million hamburgers.
It's true.
It's true. It's like Minecraft.
Actually,
you hit it with a stick.
In order to get a cow, you have to get a million hamburgers and put them together, and it makes a cow.
In a crafting table.
Yeah. No, Australia's weird. And Ghana is very similar to being weird, except... You have to be more careful when you talk about it, or else people think you're being racist. Like, I can't make jokes about Ghana because people are like, "Dude, that's a third world country." I'm like, "It's a funny joke."
I should bring up. I should bring up to this group. I desperately want, instead of the FIBA Basketball World Cup, which congratulations, United States,
again,
the inevitable thing happened where you won. And now you're telling me Germany won the World Cup? I mean, for real though. I want there to be the third World Cup that will be held in Kenya.
The third World Cup.
Just third world countries.
Yeah, just third world
countries.
Dude,
Ghana would smash.
It is.
Ghana did really well.
All the stadiums are built out of cardboard.
I'm really cheering for Antarctica.
And like the metal, the metal like congregate ceiling. Like the,
yeah,
the tri.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, dude, I know it. Do you know what I would like?
Yeah.
In this third world cup, if they win the cup, they just get like
a cup of rice. That's literally what it is.
I was going to say like a happy meal because we're at McDonald's. But yeah, a cup
if
of
you
rice.
Win the third world cup, we will build a McDonald's in your capital
in your country,
city.
Yeah. No, they were actually going to get one in
Ghana.
We'll
just build it. That's it. We won't open it. We'll
build one and nobody will work there. And
it's a monument
to
your success.
You have to win again in order to get it to operate.
Every time you win, we will add a first world building. We will add a well next time.
No, they have wells. They have many wells. Okay, no, this is.
We will add a whale, which is, I don't know what he's going to do for you, but it'll be there. You can start an aquarium with that eventually. What aquarium has a freaking whale in it anyway?
SeaWorld.
Does it really have? No, there's no
killer whales, you idiot.
Does it blow you guys away? Is it the gray or the blue whale? One of those is the largest.
Was that a pun? Come on. Was it a pun?
Does it just blow you away?
Please tell me it was a pun.
That
yes.
was great.
I'm trying to remember if it's the gray or the blue. Is the largest living organism that has ever been on the planet.
It's the blue.
Like, nothing has ever been bit. Like, oh, you hear all these dinosaurs?
Well, it's not necessarily true, because those groves of trees are pretty big.
I don't want to hear the semantical answer of, oh, the Great Barrier Reef is bigger.
That's well, it is, though.
It's
I mean,
not
if
an
you're
animal
talking about, like,
with a skeleton.
Okay, if you say mammal, then, yeah, that makes sense. Okay, but this is what I think.
Haven't
is
you seen Cloverfield?
Then there's
hey,
these people.
Hey, guys, speaking of aspen trees, how's your aspen?
My grandma's going to listen to this.
My neighbors have these quaking aspen trees that they grow like weeds.
So it's quaking.
How's your quaking aspen? It's a tree.
I'm going to a urologist tomorrow. It'll be okay. Why would I go see a urologist?
Aspens. How's urology?
I really wanted to avoid saying queedle on this podcast.
Come on, you just said it.
Oh, that's funny.
I think we're okay. I don't think my grandma's going to listen 36 minutes into this. She'll be like, yeah, they're boring.
I don't even know if I'll live. I mean,
dude, I will.
Listen. Yeah. I'll probably live 36 minutes.
For people's sanity, I say, I don't care if we stay here, but I might like cut it off and we'll start a new one.
What?
Yeah, 40 Whoa. Minutes for just rambling is going to be
okay,
really
fine.
Hard.
Yeah, then we're done.
No,
that's... Stop okay. it. No, Dylan, just stop the...